Welcome to this lesson on building a DJ-friendly transition in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school D&B vibes. This one is all about making your arrangement feel like a real record that a selector could mix, not just a loop with a fill slapped on top. In jungle and old-school drum and bass, the transition is a huge part of the identity. It's the bridge between sections, the bit that keeps the floor moving, and the thing that tells the listener, yeah, something new is coming. And if you're at an intermediate level, this is exactly where tracks start separating themselves. Because if the intro is too busy, there's no room for the drop to hit. If the breakdown drags on too long, the energy disappears. If the outro ends too sharply, it stops being DJ-friendly. So in this lesson, we're going to build transitions that are musical, controlled, and mixable, while still sounding heavy and authentic. We're going to work in the classic D&B zone, around 172 BPM, and think in proper phrases, 8 bars, 16 bars, 32 bars. That phrasing matters a lot in jungle and old-school D&B, because the whole style is built on clear movement and clean section changes. DJs blend on those phrase boundaries, so if your track respects that logic, it instantly feels more legit. First thing, set up the overall map in your head before you place anything. Think of it like this: a 16-bar intro, a 16-bar transition or build, a 32-bar main drop, and then a 16-bar outro. You can use locators in Ableton Live 12 to mark those points, like bar 1, 9, 17, 33, 49, and 65. That makes it easier to arrange your ideas around real musical turning points, instead of just dragging clips around until it feels okay. Now let's build the intro. For a jungle or old-school style intro, don't try to show everything at once. Start with a chopped break, maybe an amen, think break, or some other classic loop, and keep it stripped back. Add just one support layer, maybe some sparse hats or a subtle percussion loop, and leave plenty of space. Use Ableton's warp tools to get the break feeling right. Beats mode is usually a good place to start, and you want the break to stay punchy, not washed out. A little drum buss on the break or drum group can help too. You don't need to slam it, just a bit of drive, a touch of boom if needed, and enough transient snap to make the drums feel alive. Then clean up the low end with a Q8, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the sample. The main idea here is negative space. Let the break establish the vibe, but don't fill every gap. A classic old-school move is to let the backbeat sit there and only introduce extra percussion every 4 or 8 bars. That way, the intro evolves naturally, and you still have room later to create a real transition. A good starting shape might be this: bars 1 to 4, filtered break only, no bass. Bars 5 to 8, add a hat or shaker. Bars 9 to 16, bring in a few ghost notes, maybe a snare pickup, and start hinting at the bass. That leads nicely into the next step, the bass teaser. This is important, because in jungle and D&B the bass should hint, not overexplain. You want a tease that suggests the drop without giving away the whole weight of it. So build a bass patch in Waveedable, Operator, or with resampled audio, and keep it fairly restrained. A saw or square-based patch works well. Filter down so it's sitting in the low mid-range, maybe around 120 to 300 Hz for the teaser stage. Add a little saturation if you want it to bite, but keep it controlled. And keep the bass mostly mono, especially if it's an old-school style arrangement. You can use utility to narrow the width a bit, maybe down near 0 to 30%, just to keep the center solid. The trick is in the rhythm. Don't hold huge notes across the bar. Use short, punchy entries. Let the bass answer the drums in little phrases. For example, one note on beat 1 in bar 9, a pickup at the end of bar 10, a two-hit response in bar 12, and then a filtered stab around bar 15 leading toward the drop. That kind of call and response feels much more like jungle, because the bass is part of the groove, not just a sustained layer. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the transition really comes alive. But remember the coaching rule here: change one major thing at a time. That's a big one. If you open the filter, don't also add a giant fill, a massive crash wall, 3 new bass layers, and a giant riser all at once. If everything gets louder at the same time, nothing actually feels like it's rising. So instead, focus on a few strong moves. Automate an auto filter on the break or music bus. You might start fairly open and slowly close it down over the last 8 to 16 bars, or do the reverse depending on the energy shape you want. A little movement in the reverb or delay sends can also help, especially on a snare hit, Atmos layer, or one-off stab. Echo is great for throws, but keep the feedback controlled and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. You can also automate utility on the drum group. Narrow the width slightly during the build, then open it back up at the drop. That contrast helps the drop feel wider and more open, even if the actual sounds stay pretty simple. And in Jungle and DNB, drum density is just as important as FX. In the last few bars before the drop, add a few ghost snare hits, a small hat fill, maybe one reversed break slice. That makes the transition feel like it's still part of the groove, not a generic EDM-style effect pasted over the top. That's a really important point in this style. Transitions should sound like the track is playing itself forward, not like a demo of transition sound design. Now let's make the transition DJ-friendly. If you want proper mixability, your intro and outro need to leave room for another tune. That means don't overcook the low end, and don't clutter the whole spectrum. In the pre-drop section, keep the sub out until the final one or two bars, or just give it a very light filtered hint. Pull the reese back so it's more of a narrow mid-range layer. Let the break do the heavy lifting. You can also use glue compressor lightly on the drum bus if you want the elements to feel connected. Keep it subtle. A little bit of gain reduction is enough. You're not trying to flatten the life out of the break, just tighten it up. A really classic arrangement shape here is 16-bar intro with break and percussion, then an 8-bar tension section where the bass is filtered and reduced, then a 4-bar pre-drop fill with snare rolls and reversed atmos, and then the drop hits on the next phrase. That short tension window is key. In DNB, the build should feel focused and efficient. You don't want a huge drawn-out ordeal. You want anticipation, then payoff. Let's get into the sound palette itself, because this is where you can make the track feel custom. One of the best moves in Jungle is resampling. Grab a slice of your own break, solo a snare or tom or chopped hit. Record it back into audio, reverse some of it, and place those edits into the final bars before the drop. That gives you a transition that feels like it belongs to the track, because it came from the track. You can do the same with a crash or noise burst. High pass it if it's fighting with the drums. Keep it in the upper range so it acts like a pull into the next downbeat, not a muddy cloud over the whole mix. At this stage, you can also use autopan very subtly on atmospheres or noise layers. Slow rate, low amount, just enough movement to create life without distracting from the rhythm. Now we get to the big moment, the drop entrance. The drop should feel decisive, not chaotic, not random, just locked in. That's the magic of old school and Jungle when it's done right. It's like the track suddenly clicks into place. So when the drop lands, bring the sub back fully. Bring the main reese or mid-bass layer back. Let the break open up again. Remove the filter movement quickly, either right on the drop or within the first bar. And keep the first phrase simple. Don't overcomplicate the payoff. A strong opening drop idea in this style could be full break, full sub, one reese stab on bar 1, then an answering phrase with a little snare fill on bar 2, and by bars 3 and 4 the groove is established. The first drop phrase should feel like a statement. Then you can start switching things up. One more important quality check, make sure the low end stays clean and centered. Use utility to keep the sub mono. Use EQA to make sure the bass and break aren't fighting. And do a mono check on the master from time to time. If the transition only works in stereo but falls apart in mono, it's not solid yet. Also, don't make the transition louder just because it feels weak. Usually the fix is tighter arrangement, not more volume. Remove something for one or two bars. Tighten the snare fill. Shorten the gaps between hits. Reduce elements before the drop so the landing feels bigger. That's a key mindset shift. In DNB, contrast is energy. If you want to go a bit darker or heavier, there are some great variations you can try. You can layer a very quiet distorted reese under the transition, but high-pass it so it doesn't steal the sub. You can use a short echo throw on one stab or a vocal fragment and filter the return heavily for that sound system vibe. You can even create a half-time fake-out before snapping back into full tempo on the next phrase if you want a second drop twist. Another strong idea is the double transition approach. Make the first transition subtle and DJ-friendly, then make the second one more aggressive and performance-focused. That keeps the arrangement from feeling repetitive and gives the track more character. And if you're building your own transition from scratch, try this simple practice workflow. Start a 172 BPM project. Build a 16-bar intro with just a chopped break and one percussion layer. Add a bass teaser in bars 9 to 12 using only 2 to 4 short notes. Automate a low-pass filter on the break across the final 8 bars. Add a 1-bar snare fill before the drop. Resample one reversed break hit, and place it right before the downbeat. Then bring in full sub and reese on bar 17, and keep the first 2 bars of the drop relatively simple. Finally, check the whole thing in mono. If it still works when the main drums are muted for the first few bars, then you've probably built a real DJ-friendly transition, not just a DAW fill. So to wrap it up, think in DJ phrasing, not just song sections. Use break edits, ghost notes, bass teasers, filters, and space. Keep the sub controlled and centered. Make the intro and outro mixable, and use Ableton Live 12 stock tools to shape the energy without overcomplicating the arrangement. If you get this right, your transitions won't just move between sections. They'll keep the whole tune rolling with that proper jungle and old-school D&B energy.